弟兄姐妹，今天是复活节，是一个大喜的日子。
Oh Lord, the resurrection. Oh, brothers and sisters, the resurrection is a good, great day of joy.
因为我们的主耶稣基督他已经复活了。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ is risen.
那我们今天借着这个复活节，我们要思考一个问题。
And today on Easter, we are to think of a problem.
就是生和死的问题。
That is the problem of life and death.
我们的老祖宗孔子他曾经说过这样的话，他说未知生焉知死。
And Confucius once says, if you do not know what is living, how do you know what is dying?
他是在告诉我们说，我们还不知道活在这个世上如何活，我们为什么去要想死后之后的事情呢？
He's saying that if you do not have the wisdom to live, why are you thinking about matters of death?
所以你会发现儒家的思想他比较注重在这个人道上面。
So Confucian pays a lot of attention to goodness in this life.
所以他比较注重在我们在今世如何生活。
Is to pay attention to what, how are we to live in this life?
但是其实儒家里面并不是没有天道。
But in Confucianism, it doesn't mean they don't have spiritual principles.
他有天道，因为他的人道是他是为了遵行人道，所以他是为了遵行天道，所以我来行人道。
It's because of but there's the earthly principles is based on the spiritual principles.
所以儒家就比较，他就比较灵活，在那个。刚在那个，所以在中国政府对宗教的政策比较严谨的时候，他们就说我们是儒家是哲学，不是宗教。
And so it's more flexible. And when the government comes down with new regulations, they say that we're a philosophy, not a religion.
当前几年的时候呢，宗教政策比较开放，然后儒家就开始说我们不是哲学，不仅仅是哲学，我们是个宗教。
But when the regulations were looser, they said that we're not just philosophy, but we are religion.
所以他要把儒家改成儒教。
So they want to change it to the religion of Confucianism.
我不知道这段时间这个宗教政策又开始收紧的时候，他们是不是又要回去说我们是哲学，不是宗教。
Now that the regulation is getting tighter, we don't know whether they're going to revert back to philosophy.
其实，在儒家里面一直有一个人道和天道。
And so in Confucianism, there's always these principles of earthly and heavenly principles.
其实儒家里面的人道和天道，它是有点像道家里面的人道和天道。
And it is similar to that we find in Taoism.
但是他与道家相比，他是往后退了一步。
But compared to Taoism, is one step behind.
因为老子在《道德经》里面说，《道德经》主要是写给那个领导者，写给那个君王的。
And because Lao Zi when he wrote his book, he wrote it to the ruler or governor.
所以《道德经》里面的圣人指的是那一个有贤德的那个治理者。
So the saint that described in his book is the one that has the ruling power.
道德经的主要思想是我们要去观察这个天道怎么运作，所以我们按效法这个天道来治理这个国家，来治理百姓。
The main thought is to observe how this natural law works, and then we can rule the govern the country according to these natural laws.
所以当孔子说的时候，未知生焉知死的时候，他其实上是因为他不知道天道，所以我是要求人道。
And so when Confucian says, if you don't know what is living, how do you know what is dying? He's saying that he doesn't know what about the spiritual principle.
但老子就比孔子高明一点。老子就说我们要效法天道去行人道。
老子 is a step higher. He says we are to imitate the spiritual principle to live.
所以老子里面对生死的看法就是生即是死，死就是生。
And so for 老子, living is dying, dying is living.
那么其实在古希腊的哲学家有一个著名的哲学家叫柏拉图，柏拉图的看法就和孔子有点相反。
And so in the ancient Greek philosophy, there's a philosopher named Plato is a little bit different from.
那柏拉图的说法就是未知死焉知生。
And Plato say that if you do not know what is dying, then how do you know what is living?
如果我们不知道死的话，我们怎么知道我们在这世上如何生活
？If you don't know that you're going to die, then how do you know how to live here?
所以柏拉图的观点就是说，我们要站在死亡的那一刻，然后去想。然后死亡的那一刻去回顾去看我们这一生，然后我们才能知道我们这一生该如何生活。
So Plato's idea is that we have to stand at the cusp of death and to think of how we should live this life.
所以今天有很多心灵鸡汤，你在心灵鸡汤里面就会看到，他说你要想象你今天是你最后一天，所以你就知道你该如何去生活。
So there are many chicken soup for the soul today that think of, that ask you to think of what if today is the last day of your life.
这其实是柏拉图的思想。
This is actually a Platonian thought.
那其实在其他的宗教也有这样，比方说释迦摩尼我们知道佛教最著有一个很著名的说法叫出四门。
And so in Sakyamuni in Buddhism there is a very famous saying four
doors
four doors
yeah 那四门是什么？就是生老病死的。
And that is to live, to die, to be sick, and to get old.
就是苦难，就是 suffer.
And that is suffering.
那释迦牟尼本来是印度的一个王子，他从小生活在皇宫里面，锦衣玉食，衣食无缺。
And Sakyamuni was a prince of India. He was a very rich, living a luxurious life.
他结婚生子，什么都很好。
And he has all things good for him.
但是当他后来走出这个皇宫，到这个民间的时候，他会发现，在民间有很多的苦难，有很多的难处。
But when he stepped out of the palace, he realized there was many sufferings among his people.
总结来说，就是生老病死。
And this to summarize it, to live, to get old, sick, and die.
所以这个。他看到这个死亡，看到这个痛苦的时候，他就开始想他人生的意义是什么。
And when he sees death and suffering, he starts to ponder on the meaning of life.
所以他就毅然地离开他的皇宫，撇下他的妻子，撇下他的孩子，然后去思考人生的意义是什么。
So he abandoned the palace, his children and his family, and to think of the meaning of life.
那个明朝有个大儒叫王阳明。
And then in Ming Dynasty, there is 王阳明。
Yeah, 王阳明。王阳明。他当时在朝廷里面受排挤，然后被发配到贵州，然后在贵州修为这个地方做官。
And in palace, he was ejected out from there, and he went to Guizhou to become a governor official there.
那所以在这修，在这个地方，他就有一个很著名的，我们知道叫龙场镇悟道。
And in that place, there was a famous.
对，就是在龙场这个地方，他感悟了，就是说这个就天道。是什么
？Oh, there's a realization in Longchang at this place where he was working there.
在龙场政务，他为什么会这样呢？因为他听说，就是说他在那个朝廷里面，他的对手要派一个大内高手来杀他。
Because he heard that in a palace that someone is coming to assassinate him.
而且他听说这个大内高手已经在路上了。
And he heard that the assassin is already on his way.
所以对他来说，他就知道他马上就要死了，他这个生死之间。
So to him, he knows that he's going to die very, very soon.
所以在这个生死之间，他开始思考人生的意义是什么。
And so between life and death, he's pondering on the meaning of life.
然后就在那个时候，他悟到了。
And at that point, he realized.
所以我们今天我们也一起来思考这个生死的问题。
So let us today think of the question of life and death.
那耶稣在这里说，复活在我，生命在我。
Jesus here said, I am the resurrection and the life.
我们来看这段经文。
Let's see this section of scripture.
John 11, chapter 11, verses
23
to 27. 我们一起来读。用起音的方式来读。我来读单数节，请大家来读双数节。
Let's rise as we read God's word responsively.
耶稣说，你兄弟必然复活。
Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day.
耶稣对他说，复活在我，生命在我。信我的人虽然死了也必复活。
And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?
马大说，主啊，是的，我信你是基督，是神的儿子，就是那要临到世界的。天父，我们感谢赞美你。主啊，你是万王之王，你是万主之主。
Oh Lord, we give thanks and praise to you. You are the King of kings and you are the Lord of lords.
我们把这段经文交在你的手里，让我们借着这段经文，我们一起来思考生和死的问题。
We commit this scripture into your hands, and we pray that you will ponder on the question of life and death.
主啊，愿你来帮助我们，也愿你的圣灵在这里居首位掌王权。
May you help us, and may your spirit be exalted and be lifted up here.
愿你的圣灵来膏抹孩子，使孩子靠着你圣灵放胆的传讲你的话语。
May your spirit anoint the preacher that he may be bold to proclaim your word.
这样的祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 大家请坐。
Please be seated.
所以我们要，耶稣在这里说，复活在我，生命也在我。
Jesus said here, I am the resurrection and the life.
对，如果这句话，你如果看原文的话，或者看英文版的话，它就是说，我是复活，我是生命。
So in English, it says, I am the resurrection and the life.
那么这句话是什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
他说，我是复活，我是生命。
Says I am the resurrection and the life.
第一个方面的含义就是说，耶稣说我是复活，我是生命，是说他本身他自己，他可以复活，他可以有生命，对不对？他有生命。
So from first aspect of meaning is that he himself can resurrect and he has life in him.
那第二个方面就是说他能够使人复活，他能够给人生命。
The second aspect is that he can resurrect others and he can give life to others.
所以耶稣说我是复活，我是生命的意思时候，他的意思就是说他能够给我们复活。他能够给我们生命。
So when he says, I am the resurrection and the life, he means that he is able to resurrect us and he is able to give us life.
那这句话还有第三面的含义，第三层的含义就是说，除了耶稣之外， 没有人能够给我们复活，没有人能够给我们生命。
And the third implication is that other than Jesus, nobody can give us a risen life.
那就除了耶稣之外，没有复活，没有生命。
Other than Jesus, there is no resurrection.
因为耶稣他就是复活，他就是生命。
Because He is the resurrection and He is the life.
所以我们很难来用言语来描述，但是我们在哲学里面有个词叫本体。
And we, it's hard for us to describe, but in philosophy, there's the term called nature.
Yeah. 所以耶稣就是那个复活的本体，是生命的本体。
So Jesus is the nature of resurrection and nature of life.
所以除了他之外，没有复活，没有生命。
Other than Him, there is no resurrection and life.
那么这段耶稣在讲这句话的时候，他发生他的上下文是什么？他的背景是什么
？So what is the context when Jesus spoke of these words?
我们知道，在约翰福音的十一章是讲的是拉撒路的复活。
We know that in John chapter 11, it talks about the resurrection of Lazarus.
拉撒路是主耶稣基督所爱的，是马大和玛利亚的弟弟。
Lazarus is one beloved by the Lord. It's the brother of Mary and Martha.
那有一天拉撒路生病了，那耶稣在另外一个地方。
And one day when he was ill, Jesus was at another town.
那马大和玛利亚就派人去告诉耶稣说：“你所爱的主啊，你所爱的人病了。”
And so Martha and Mary send people to tell the Lord, says the one you, whom you love is ill.
那是什么意思呢？就是说主啊，拉撒路病了，你赶紧回来来医治他。
What do they mean? They mean that Lazarus is ill. Please come and heal him.
但耶稣知道这件事情之后，他没有立即回去，而他故意在那里迟延了两天。
But when Jesus heard it, he did not immediately return, but he delayed two more days.
就当耶稣回去的时候，到拉撒路的到马大、玛利亚家里的时候，拉撒路已经死了四天了。
So when Jesus came to Martha and Mary, Lazarus was dead for 4 days.
死了四天之后的尸体就已经腐烂了。
After 4 days, your corpse will start to decay.
我知道人死了之后，一般到三到五个小时之后就开始尸体就开始腐烂。
And so 3 to 5 hours after you die, your body will start to decay.
开始有尸斑。
And then,
尸斑是 some green color something.、Like、
okay, you have some spots.
Yeah, spots, yeah, spots. 尸斑开始有尸斑，对。所以当四天之后，那个尸体就已经开始腐烂了，血管已经败坏，然后这个有那个尸水都已经出来了。
And so after 4 days, you can imagine there's a lot of smell, and the blood vessels is ruptured, and all kinds of things are coming out.
但耶稣在这个时候就对马大说：“说你兄弟必然复活。
”And now Jesus said to Martha, "Your brother will rise again."
马大和玛利亚他根本就没办法相信，死人死了四天，世界已经腐烂了，怎么可能会复活呢
？And Martha and Mary cannot imagine that a person who's dead for 4 days, how can he rise again?
So, 但耶稣对他说：“复活在我，生命也在我。
”But Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life."
我是复活，我是生命，信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。
I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live.
那耶稣在讲这句话是什么意思呢
？What does Jesus mean when he says this?
所以我们今天要思考这个问题。耶稣在这里，你看，我们看着耶稣在这里把复活和生命连在一起。
Over here, we see that Jesus joined resurrection and life together.
他说：“我是复活，我是生命。”
He says, "I am the resurrection and the life."
复活和生命是放在一起的。
Resurrection and life is placed together.
为什么呢
？Why?
这是因为我们人从出生的时候，我们就开始步入死亡。
Because at the point of when we were birthed, we're walking towards death.
我们从出生的时候，我们就在死亡的，就在死亡的进程当中。
When we're born, we're on the progress to death.
我们从出生的时候，我们就开始已经死亡的倒计时了。
And ever since we're born, we're on the timeline to die.
为什么
？Why？
为什么这么说
？Why do we say this？
以弗所书的二章一节说：“我们是死在罪犯过犯罪恶当中。”
And in Ephesians 2:1 it says that we're dead in our sins and trespasses.
说他用这个词，他用的是死，是我们是死在过犯罪孽当中，是告诉我们是死的。
Paul tells us that we're dead in sin and trespasses.
这就告诉我们说，我们好像虽然看起来是活着的，但其实是已经死了。
So even though we look as though we're alive, but we were dead.
为什么会这样
？Why?
那我们就用一个比喻，你可能就比较容易明白。
And perhaps I can use an illustration.
我们中国有一句话叫“无本之木，无源之水”。
And in Chinese, there's a saying. You can explain it.
Okay. 无本之木的意思就是说，这个树枝从这个树上砍下来，它没有这个树根。
And a branch that's taken from a tree doesn't have a root.
那无源之水的意思就是说，这一个。池塘这个水塘它没有这个入水口。
And so to a pond without an income of water, so it's a dead pond.
Yeah. 所以无本之木就是当树枝从这个树上砍下来之后，你会看到那个树上的树叶它还是绿的，对不对？
And so even in a branch, when you cut off from a tree, you will still see that the leaves are still green.
那这个树叶还会绿几天？
It will still be green for several days.
可能还会绿一星期。
Perhaps it will be green for a week.
但一星期之后呢？ 两星期之后它会怎么样？
But after 1 or 2 weeks, what will happen to it?
它会慢慢的干掉，对不对？
It will slowly wither up.
它会死掉。
And then it will die.
那无源之水也是这样，作为一个池塘，它如果没有入水口的话，当下雨的时候，它聚集了一池塘的水。
And so the same for a dead pond with no fresh source of water.
但如果它不流动的话，这个水始终是会最终会发臭的。
And this body of water, if it doesn't flow, it will become it will decay.
其实我们人就是这样。
We as human are like that.
我们是无本之木，我们是无源之水。
We are like this branch being cut off from.
所以我们从出生的时候，我们就已经从那个生命的本源上已经被砍下来了。
From our birth, we have been severed from the root of life.
所以我们从出生的时候，我们就已经步入死亡。
And from our birth, we are walking towards death.
亚当和夏娃在伊甸园里的时候，神对他说：“你吃的日子必定死。”
And Adam and Eve, when God told them, "The day that you eat of this fruit, you shall surely die."
神对亚当和夏娃说：“园中所有树上的果子你都可以吃，但是只有一棵树上的果子，就那个非别善恶树上的果子，你不能吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。”
And God told Adam and Eve, "You can have all the fruits in the garden, but the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for on the day you eat, you shall surely die."
我们看亚当夏娃吃了，我们看他好像没有死，对不对？
And Adam and Eve, after they have taken the fruit, as though they didn't die.
其实在那个时候，他就已经步入死亡了。
But at that point, they are walking towards death.
所以那里的死有两层的含义。第一层的含义是说，从那个时候开始，他就已经进入死亡的过程。
And death has two meanings there. First of all, it means that they are walking towards death.
所以他与生命树隔离开了，他与生命的本源隔离开了。
They are being severed from the source of life, from the tree of life.
那么第二个含义就是说，是他必定死，但是神因着他的慈爱，因着他的恩典，所以迟延了这个最终的审判。The
second meaning is that they shall surely die, but God has delayed the judgment upon them.
但这并不是说就这个审判就可以被挪去，他最终还是要死的。But
it doesn't mean that the judgment could be removed; they will still die.
所以我们的人从出生就步入死亡，我们的这个状态就是在死亡的状态当中。
So our state is in a state of death as we were born.
所以以弗所书的2章1节才会说我们是死在罪恶过犯当中。
That's why Ephesians 2:1 says we're dead in our sins and trespasses.
如果我们是已经死的，已经是死在过犯罪恶当中，我们要有生命，我们需要什么？
If we were dead in our sins, what do we need to have life?
需要复活，对不对？
We need to be resurrected.
所以我们需要复活，我们才能有生命。
It is only when we are resurrected then shall we have life.
所以你看，这个复活和生命是连在一起的。所以耶稣说：“我是复活，我是生命。”
That is why resurrection and the life is linked together. And Jesus says, "I'm the resurrection and the life."
耶稣说这句话的意思就告诉我们：你们是死的。
And Jesus, when he said that, he's telling us that we were dead.
所以你需要复活，你才能够有生命。
You need to be resurrected in order for you to be alive, to have life.
所以我们在这里就要思考一个问题：复活到底是什么？
So we have to think of this question: What is resurrection?
我们思考复活是什么，我们先要明白死亡到底是什么。
If we are to know what resurrection is, we must know what death is.
那死亡有两个方面的死亡，一个是灵魂的死亡，一个是肉体的死亡。
And there's two aspects to death: one is spiritual death, the other is the bodily death.
我们知道肉体的死亡，我们很容易理解。我们知道，当我们死之后，我们每个人都有意思。死之后的话，我们的肉体会腐烂，然后大概在三到五年会剩下一具白骨，然后再过很多年之后，这个白骨就会变成灰尘，说尘归尘，土归土。
And so we understand bodily death well. We know that a person will die and his body will decay and eventually he returns back to dust.
所以这是肉体的死亡。
This is the bodily death.
还有一个灵魂的死亡。
But there is a spiritual death as well.
灵魂的死亡是什么意思？
What is this spiritual death?
灵魂的死亡就是说我们这个与这个永生的上帝隔绝。
Spiritual death means that we are being severed from this eternal God.
那我们不再活在永生上帝的恩典当中，而是活在他的震怒当中，活在他的愤怒当中。
And we no longer live under the grace of God, but under His wrath.
灵魂的死亡不是指灵魂的泯灭。
Spiritual death doesn't mean spiritual annihilation.
而是说我们活在上帝的愤怒当中，没有恩典，没有怜悯，没有爱。
But that we are living under His wrath, and there's no love and mercy and grace.
所以当上帝对亚当和夏娃说你吃的日子必定死的时候，所以亚当夏娃吃了这个果子的时候，上帝就把他赶出伊甸园，从此以后人就与上帝隔断了。
So when Adam and Eve take the fruit, God says, "You shall surely die." And He severed them and ejected them out of the garden.
从此以后，人就活在上帝的震怒之下，活在上帝的愤怒之下。
From henceforth, mankind lived under the wrath and the curse of God.
但是我们知道，因为上帝依着他的恩典，他没有完全撤去他的恩典。所以虽然我们不信主，但是我们还是活在他的普遍恩典当中。
But we know that God is gracious, and He has not removed all His common grace among all the unbelievers.
但是有一天在这个世界末日的时候，主耶稣基督再来的时候，在最终审判的之后，神的恩典要完完全全的撤去。
But one day at the second coming and the judgment day, God's grace will be removed from them entirely.
所以在那个时候的话，再没有怜悯，再没有恩典，再没有慈爱。
And at that time there's no longer mercy, no longer grace, and no longer love.
所以我们完全人完全是在上帝的震怒之下，在上帝的愤怒之下。
Then we will be totally under God's wrath.
这就是我们所说的地狱。
That is what we call hell.
这就是我们所说的第二次的死。
That is what we call the second death.
所以我们在这里看到第一次的死和第二次的死。
We see the first death and the second death.
所以第一次的死是 already but not yet.
The first death is already but not yet.
所以我们注定死亡了。
We are already dead.
已经开始这个死亡了。
We have started on this progress of death.
但是还没有完全死亡，因为我们还是享受上帝的普遍恩典。
But we are not entirely, utterly death yet because we still have the common grace of God.
但第二次的死亡是完全的死亡。
But the second death is the total death.
是在最终审判的时候。
It is at the day of judgment.
启示录的十九章讲到两次的死亡，讲到两次的复活。
So in Revelation 19, it talks about two death and two resurrection.
他在这里讲就是说在千禧年开始的时候，所有的圣徒，就是那些为主被杀的，所有的圣徒他有一句要复活。
And he says that at the beginning of millennium, all the saints who were martyred for God, they will rise again to God.
这些圣徒要复活，与基督一起坐在宝座上作王，要掌管这个世界。
And they will rise with Christ and to reign with Him.
所以这里谈到第一次的复活。
Here it talks about the first resurrection.
而且在这里说，就是说第一次复活的这些人，第二次的死亡在他们的身上没有作用。
And those who were if resurrected in the first time, they will not. The second death will have no power over them.
也就是说，这第一次复活的人与基督一同作王的人，在千禧年一同作王的人，他们不会经历第二次的死亡。
That is to say, the those who are raised to Christ and to reign with Him, they will not experience the second death.
所以我们在这里看到有两次的死亡，两次的复活。
And here we see two resurrections and two deaths.
在基督里面的人，在我们在基督里面的人，这信徒，基督的信徒，我们只会经历一次的死亡，但会有两次的复活。
And those who are in Christ will experience one death.But two resurrections.
在不在基督里面的人，不相信基督的人，他会经历两次的死亡，一次的复活。
And those who are not in Christ, they will experience two deaths, but one resurrection.
两次的死亡是第一次你出生的时候就进入死亡。
The two deaths, the first is when you are born.
第二次在最终审判的时候完全的死亡。
And the second death is the total death at the judgment day.
那一次的复活指的是在最终审判的时候，我们肉体要复活。
And the first resurrection is the bodily resurrection.
要站在神的审判座前面接受审判。
And the bodily resurrection of those who do not believe will receive judgment.
那对于不信的人面临的最终的结局就是第二次的死亡。
And to them, to unbelievers, it will be the second death.
所以我们在这里看到有两次的死亡，两次的复活。
So we see two deaths and two resurrection.
那复活也有两个，第一个是灵魂的复活，第二个是指肉体的复活。
And of course, resurrection, there's the spiritual resurrection and the bodily resurrection.
所以在这里看到，当我们在信主之前，我们是在死亡的状态当中。
Before we believe in God, we're in a state of death.
但是当我们信主的那一刻起，当圣灵在我们里面工作的时候，圣灵借着神的话语在我们里面工作的时候，所以这个时候，我们里面产生信心。
But when we believe in Christ, the Holy Spirit works in us to work faith in us.
我们把这个过程叫什么？
What do we call this?
重生，对不对？
We call this regeneration.
重生就是复活， regeneration 就复活，对不对？所以这就是一个复活的过程，所以这是一个灵魂复活的过程。
This is the process of spiritual resurrection.
所以在我们信主的时候，我们灵魂就已经复活了。
When we believe, our spirit is alive.
所以在保罗在那个哥林多后书里面提到，就是说我们的外体虽然毁坏，我们的肉体我们虽然一天比一天老，我们周围虽然一天比一天 多，我们的头发会一天比一天的少，但是我们的内心却一天心思一天。
And that's why Paul says that even though our body decays day after day, but our inner self is renewing day.
因为我们里面那个复活，我们灵魂已经复活，而且那个复活的生命会一天一天的长大，一天心思一天。
Because the resurrected life that is in us will continue to grow day by day.
诗篇七十三篇也说，也是这样说：我的肉体和我的心肠衰残，但是神是我里面的力量，是我的福分，直到永远。
And Psalm 73 says it the same way, that even though our body wastes away, but God is our strength.
所以你在这里也看到外面的肉体会衰残，但是心里面的力量，心里面的那个生命会一天心思一天。
And you see the external body decaying, but the inner strength will continue to grow day by day.
在哥林多后书，保罗也继续这样说，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
And in 2 Corinthians, Paul also says, those who are in Christ, new creation.
所以我们在基督里面的话，我们是里面会有一个新的生命。
In Christ, we will have this new life.
所以你在这里看到这第一次的复活，我们的灵魂的复活。
And you see here the first resurrection, our spiritual resurrection.
那我们在这里就要问，但是我们还有第二次的复活。第二次的复活就是当在世界末日的时候，当主耶稣基督再来的时候，他要带着我们的灵魂一同再来。
And so the second resurrection is at the day of judgment when Jesus comes again, he will bring our souls with him.
我们在这里相信，当我们信徒死了之后，我们的灵魂与身体分离。
We here believe that when we die, our soul is separated from our body.
那我们的身体就是在这个坟墓里面，但灵魂在那一刻就到主的那里，在到天堂那里与主同在。
When we die, our body rests in the grave, while our souls will be with Christ.
在亚伯拉罕的怀中。
In the bosom of Abraham.
所以当主耶稣基督在世界末日再来的时候，他带着众信徒的灵魂一起再来。
And in the second coming of Christ, he will bring all the souls of the saints with him.
那这个时候，所有的肉体要复活，不管是信的还是不信的，所以地要交出其中的死人，坟墓要交出其中的死人，海也交出其中的死人。
And at this time, everybody will be resurrected bodily, whether or not they are believers or non-believers.
那对于信徒来说，我们的身体要与灵魂一起结合，在空中与主相遇。
And to believers, our body and soul will be again reunited and to meet God in the sky.
所以这就是指的是第二次的复活。
This is the second resurrection.
那关于第二次的复活，我们经常会有一个问题：我们复活的肉体到底是一个怎么样的肉体？是我们在二十岁的时候的样子呢，还是十几岁的时候样子？还是说我们死的时候的样子
？We always have this question of what we will be like when we're resurrected in a body. Will we be young or will we be old?
我不知道。
I don't know.
我没有答案。
I don't have an answer for that.
但是圣经上告诉我们，有一句明有一段经文明明白的告诉我们是这样：复活的肉体是一个什么样的肉体？
But the Bible here tells us that our bodily resurrection, what it will be like.
在哥林多前书的十五章是说的，死人复活也是这样，所种的是必朽坏的，复活的是不朽坏的。
And also in 1 Corinthians 15, it says, those who are resurrected is likewise, the one who is resurrected will not decay.
所种的是羞辱的，复活的是荣耀的；所种的是软弱的，复活的是强壮的。
And the one who has been sown is in weak, but the one who is resurrected will rise in strength.
所种的是有血气的身体，但复活的是灵性的身体。
And the one who is being sold is a fleshly body, but the one who is resurrected is a spiritual body.
所以我们在这里看到复活的身体是一个什么样的身体？
What kind of body is this resurrected body?
我们现在的身体是一个什么样的身体？
What kind of body do we have right now?
我们现在身体是一个可以朽坏的身体，是一个羞辱的身体，对不对？然后是一个软弱的身体，是一个有血气的身体。
Our body now is perishable, is dishonorable, is weak, and it's a natural body.
但复活的身体是一个什么样的身体
？But what is the body of the resurrected body?
复活的身体是一个不朽坏的身体，是一个荣耀的身体，是一个灵性的身体，是一个强壮的身体。
Resurrected body is imperishable. It is in glory, in power, and it is a spiritual body.
但具体是什么样子，我不知道。
But concretely, what does it look like? I don't know.
所以这个发生在什么时候？这个发生在那一刹那，在号筒末次吹响的时候。
This happens at the last sound of the trumpet.
就当主耶稣基督再来的时候，在审判的时候。
When Jesus Christ comes again on the day of judgment.
所以我们在这里看到这个肉体的复活，第二次的复活。
And we see here the bodily resurrection, the second resurrection.
不信的人在这里肉体也要复活，他与他的灵魂在地狱里面的灵魂相结合。
And the unbelievers will be resurrected as well, and his souls will be reunited with his body.
在神的审判座前面，如果不信的人的话，肉体与灵魂结合。然后经过神的审判，最终是第二次的死亡，是最终在地狱里面。
In their bodies, they will stand before the judgment seat of God, and they will be judged and will be sent to hell.
所以永永远远面临的是神的愤怒、神的震怒，没有怜悯，没有慈爱。
They will face the wrath and curse of God eternally.
但信主的人，我们的灵魂与肉体结合之后，然后就是说，这是在天堂里面与神同在。
But the souls and the bodies of the believers, when they are reunited, they will be with the Lord in heaven.
那我们现在要讲一个问题，就为什么会有复活？耶稣为什么说我是复活，我是生命
？So now we have to ponder why did Jesus say that I am the resurrection and I am the life.
那我们在讲到这个问题的时候，我们就要回到就是罪的一个问题，死亡的问题。
And then we have to think of this. We have to come back to the problem of sin and suffering.
我们说我们在信主之前，我们是死的，我们是在死亡当中的。
We said that before we believe in God, we were dead in our sins.
为什么
？Why？
因为我们是犯了罪，得罪了上帝。
Because we have sinned and sinned against.
因为我们犯了罪，得罪了上帝，所以我们与上帝切断。
And because we have sinned against God, we are severed from Him.
所以我们在死亡的当中。
So we are in death.
所以要解决这个死亡的问题，要有复活，要有生命，所以必须要先解决罪的问题。
To resolve the problem of death, we must have resurrection and life. We must resolve the problem of sin.
那亚当和夏娃在伊甸园的时候，神跟他们说：“所有树上的果子你都可以吃，唯独善恶树上的果子你不能吃。”
When Adam and Eve was in the garden, the God says you can eat of all the tree in the garden, but not the tree of the.
但是亚当和夏娃就要吃那个善恶树上的果子，他就是要不听神的话。
But they rebelled against God and ate of that fruit.
所以这个就是罪。
And that is sin.
但我们再看到耶稣基督是第二个亚当，是那个末后的亚当。
But we see that Jesus Christ is the last and the second Adam.
哥林多前书的十五章四十五节说：“那起初的亚当是有灵的活人，末后的亚当是使人活着的灵。”
And so in 1 Corinthians 15 it says that the first Adam is a body with a spirit, but the last.
所以末后的亚当指的是耶稣基督。
The last Adam is Jesus Christ.
起初的亚当指的是亚当。
The first Adam is of course the bodily Adam.
那同样在罗马书的五章十二到十九节里面，我们在这里看到有两个对比。保罗在看到整个人的历史上只有两个人。在保罗的眼中只有两个人。
And the same in Romans 5, we see that in the eyes of Paul, there's only two men standing in the whole history of mankind.
一个是亚当，一个是基督。
One is Adam, the other is Christ.
所以罪从一人入了这个世界，所以死就临到众人。
And sin came into the world through one man, and so death come upon all.
这是指亚当犯罪，所以死就临到所有的人。
And so Adam rebelled, and death comes upon all men.
所以所有的人都死在过犯罪恶当中。
All have died in their sins and trespasses.
但是后面又谈到因着义人的义，所以这个因着义人的义，因着义人的顺服，所以这个恩典就临到众人。
But then he says, because of one man's submission and his righteousness, all this life comes upon.
提到因着耶稣基督的顺服，所以这个救恩就临到所有的人。
Because of Jesus Christ's submission, this salvation comes upon all.
所以我们看基督是第二亚当。
Christ is the second Adam.
所以基督完成了亚当没有完成的神与人所立的约。
Christ has fulfilled the covenant that Adam has failed.
但在伊甸园当中的时候，当上帝对亚当说：“所有树上的果子你都可以吃，唯独善恶树的果子你不能吃”的时候，是神与人立约。
And when God gave the command for Adam and Eve not to eat of the tree, He is making a covenant with them.
所以亚当是代表是神与整个人类立约。
Adam represented humankind to be in covenant with God.
所以这个约的条件就是人要在神面前选择顺服。
And the condition of the covenant is that humankind are to submit themselves before God.
那顺服会带来祝福，但是悖逆会带来咒诅。
And submission will bring blessings, but rebellion will bring curse.
这咒诅是很明显，就是说你吃的日子必定死。
And the curse is very clear that on the day you eat of it, you shall surely die.
所以亚当吃了，所以从那个时候起，他就进入死亡。
So Adam ate of that fruit, and from then forth he entered into death.
但是我们在这里看到，但这里看到就是。但如果亚当不吃的话，那个祝福是什么？
We see that if Adam does not eat of the fruit, what is the blessing?
如果亚当没有吃，他选择顺服的话，那祝福就是不死，反过来说就是永生。
Now, if Adam has not eaten of that fruit, then he will have eternal life.
所以，第二个亚当，耶稣基督来到这世上的时候，他在旷野里面受试探。
So the second Adam, when he came, he was tempted in the wilderness.
亚当在伊甸园里面受试探，基督在旷野里面受试探。
Adam was tempted in the garden, but Christ was tempted in the wilderness.
亚当在这个丰富的有丰衣十足的伊甸园里面，基督在没有食物也没有树木没有水的旷野里面受试探。
Adam was tempted in a place where he was living in luxury, but Christ was tempted in a place where he has nothing.
亚当在祝福之地，基督在受咒诅之地受试探。
Adam was in the land of blessing, but Christ was in the land of curse.
但我们知道亚当失败了，但是基督成功了。
And we know that Adam has failed, but Christ has proved.
所以腓立比书的二章说，基督他选择顺服，以至于死，死在十字架上。
And in Philippians 2, it says that Christ chose submission to the point of death.
所以基督因着他的顺服，他完全的顺服，他顺服的最终的代表是他死在十字架上。
And his total submission is represented in his death on the cross.
所以他完成了亚当之约，完成了神与人所立的约。
He fulfilled the covenant that man God has made with Adam.
因为他完成了神人立的约，所以他得到那个约中的祝福，就是永生。
Because he has fulfilled this covenant that he has made with God, he received eternal life.
所以神把约中的祝福给了基督。
And so God has given the blessings in the covenant to Christ.
在夏天呢，我们家附近有一个 Walmart， 在夏天的时候很热的时候，我很想去 Walmart 门口的有两个那个自动的售货机。
And in the summer when it's really hot, I like to go to the Walmart near my place to buy from the vending machine.
对，那个自动售货机的话，如果你插入信用卡的，插入信用卡，你就会在那里面就会有很舒服的冰镇那个饮料出来，对不对
？And if you swipe your credit card, you get a cold drink from there.
所以这个就像这个就像基督一样，那个基督就好像在那个 Walmart 前面那个自动售货机一样，他所有的祝福都在基督里面了。
And this Christ is like this vending machine with all the blessings in Him.
你明白这个比喻吗？所有的祝福都在基督里面，那个永生的祝福在基督里面。
All the blessings of eternal life is in Christ.
所以你要得到这个永生的祝福，你只有来到这个基督面前，你才能够得到那个永生的祝福。
If you want this eternal blessing, you have to come before Christ.
所以这就是耶稣说为什么说我是复活，我是生命。
And that is why Christ says, "I am the resurrection and the life."
除他之外，没有复活，没有生命。
Other than Him, there is no life and resurrection.
所以你如果不来到耶稣基督面前的时候，你没有办法的。
If you do not come before Christ, you will not have life.
好，最后我们要想那个复活与我们今天有什么关系
？And lastly, we have to think of what resurrection has to do with us.
那复活有两个阶段，第一个阶段是灵魂的复活。
There's two sections of resurrection. The first is spiritual resurrection.
也就是说，我们现在已经复活了，我们已经有复活的生命在我们的里面。
That is to say, we are already resurrected now with a new life within us.
这代表着两个方面的含义。第一个方面的含义是我们恢复与神的关系。
There's two meanings to this. First is that we are reconciled to the relationship with God.
所以我们恢复与神的关系。所以上帝有一首歌说，上帝是我们的 good good father.
And so there's a song that goes that God is our father.
This is who you are.
This is who you are.
上帝是什么？上帝是我们的 good good father.
God is our good father.
还有说我们是他所爱的。
And we are his children.
This is who.We are.
This is who we are.
我们是上帝所爱的。
We are those
who are loved by God.
We have been reconciled to God.
所以上帝愿意祝福我们，上帝愿意帮助我们，上帝也时刻准备着祝福我们，时刻准备着帮助我们。
And God is willing and ready and able to help us.
所以圣经上说，你们地上的父，你们谁向他求饼，他给你们吃；你们谁向他求鸡蛋，他给你们蝎子呢？
And the Bible says, the earthly father, whom of you ask of bread, that he will give you a stone, and whom of you ask for a fish, he will give you a scorpion.
然后说你们天上的父，比你们地上的父母更爱你们。
But your heavenly father loves you even more.
所以我们恢复与上帝的关系。
We are reconciled to God.
这上帝时刻准备帮助我们。
God is ready and able to help us.
第二个，我们复活的生命是一个新的生命，是一个不一样的生命。
And secondly, our new life is a different life.
所以这样不一样的生命就代表着我们与那个与不信的人是有一个不一样的生命在里面。
It means that we're distinct from those who are not believing in Him.
所以这不一样的生命是一个圣洁的生命。
This life of difference is a life of holiness.
你们要圣洁，因为招你们的是圣洁的。
You are to be holy because the one who calls you is holy.
这不一样的生命是一个怜悯的生命，是一个慈爱的生命，是一个爱的生命。
This different life is a life of mercy and love.
所以当耶稣看到那些人流离失所的时候，他心里面就动了怜悯。
And so when Jesus saw that they are lost like sheep, his heart was compassionate.
当耶稣看到马大、玛利亚的时候，他耶稣也哭出来。
And when Jesus saw Mary and Martha, he wept.
所以这不一样的生命是一个忍耐的生命。
This different life is a life of patience.
罗马书的十二章说我们在患难当中忍耐。罗马书的五章说我们在患难生忍耐。
And so Romans 5 says that we are to have patience in our suffering.
这不一样的生命是一个盼望的生命。
This difference of life is a life of hope.
因为我们有一个真真实实的盼望在哪里。
Because we have a true and sure hope in this life.
同样也是个喜乐的生命。
And it is a joyful life.
我们在盼望当中欢喜快乐。
And in hope we are joyful.
腓立比书的四章说，你们要靠主常常喜乐。
And Philippians 4 says you are to rejoice in the Lord.
这不一样的生命也是一个平安的生命。
And this life is also a life of peace.
耶稣基督说，我有平安如江河。
And Jesus Christ says, I have peace like a river.
所以腓立比书的四章说我们在基督里面有出人意外的平安给我们。
And Philippians 4 says that we have the peace that transcends all understanding.
这不一样的生命是一个充满信心的生命。
This is a life that is full of faith.
这个不是自信而是对神的信心。
It is not self-confidence but trust in God.
因为我们知道我们这位神是一个无所不能的神。
Because we know that this is a God who
他是宇宙的主宰。
He is the sovereign of all universe.
他爱我们，愿意祝福我们。
He loves us and is willing to bless us.
而且这不一样的生命是一个充实的生命。
And this different life is a life of fullness.
耶稣说，我来了是要让你们得生命，而且得的更丰盛。
Jesus says, I come to give life and to let them live the fullest.
我们的生命不再是空虚，我们的生命不再是有意义，而是我们的生命是在活在神的面前，神看是喜悦的。
Our life is no longer vain and meaningless, but that it is pleasing before the Lord.
所以这是复活的第一个阶段。
This is the first section of our resurrection.
还有复活的第二个阶段，那我们。肉体复活与灵魂联合的时候，在最终的时候，主耶稣基督再来的时候，我们要与神一同在荣耀当中。
And the second stage of our resurrection is when our body is resurrected with our soul united.
我们要与神面对面，见到神。
We will see God face to face.
而且在那里的启示录二十一章二十二节，让我们看到在那里再也没有罪，再也没有试炼，再也没有引诱。
There in Revelation 21, there are no longer sufferings and sin and temptations.
我们不再会犯罪。
We will no longer sin.
我们也不再因着罪，我们今天在痛苦的挣扎。
And we will no longer struggle because of sin.
而且在那里没有苦难，也没有死亡，也没有咒诅。
And there is no suffering, nor death, nor curse.
所以今天我们再也不需要在苦难当中，在难处当中，在这个咒诅当中。苦苦的挣扎。
We don't have to struggle in our suffering, death, and our curse anymore.
因为神要擦去我们一切的眼泪。
Because God will wipe away all our tears.
所以我们在今天我们看到耶稣基督的复活。
We see the resurrection of Christ today.
耶稣基督的复活告诉我们说，我们也要复活，与他一同复活。
His resurrection tells us that we will rise again with him.
而且这个复活不仅是将来的，而且现在我们已经复活了。
His resurrection is not just in the future, but it is now.
我们有复活的生命在我们的里面。
We have this resurrected life in us.
我们今天所要做的就是如何让这个复活的生命能够活出来。
And what we need to do is to let this resurrected life be lived in us.
靠着圣灵的能力。
Through the power of the Holy Spirit.
靠着神的话语。
Through the word of God.
靠着弟兄姐妹的团契。
Through the fellowship of the brothers and sisters.
能够把这个生命活出来。
That we can live this resurrected life.
来荣耀神，来见证神。
To glorify and testify to God.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，亲爱的主，我们感谢赞美你，你是万王之王，你是万主之主，我们感谢你，你今天已经复活了。
Oh Lord, we give thanks and praise to you. You are the King of Kings and you are the Lord of Lords, and we give thanks to you that today you are risen.
而且你把这复活的生命赐给我们。
And you have given us this new resurrected life.
让我们知道我们里面有那复活的生命。
That we know that we have this resurrected life within us.
主啊，我们也向你祈求，帮助我们能够把这复活的生命能够活出来。
Oh Lord, we pray that you will help us live this new life.
让我们的生命不再一样。
That our life is no longer different.
天父，我们感谢赞美你，我们有一个美好的盼望在那里。
Oh Lord, we give thanks and praise to you that we have this wonderful hope.
主啊，有一天，主啊，我们不再有试探，不再有罪，主啊，我们要远离那个恶者。
And Lord, we give thanks to you that one day we will no longer have temptation and sin and will be far away from the evil one.
我们也不再有难处，我们不再有苦难，我们也不再有咒诅，不再有死亡。
We will no longer have sufferings, curse, nor death.
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Although we give thanks and praise to you.
愿你的旨意成就。
May your will be done.
愿你的计划成就。
May your plan be done.
我们这样的祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.